Good afternoon. It's good to be here and worshiping with you.
大家好，好開心喺度同你一齊去敬拜。
Her Chinese is very good. The longer that I live, the more I realize how complicated life is.
我越大個，我就越發覺原來生命好複雜嘅。
Life is really hard.
生命係好難嘅。
It's full of questions, uncertainties. We worry about our health, our family, our school, and our jobs.
有好多問題，有好多唔肯定嘅嘢。我哋會擔心我哋健康啊，我哋嘅職業啊，我哋家庭。
But this is very different when you were still a child.
但係同你以前細個好唔同。
When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to grow up to be an adult.
我細個嗰陣，我好想快啲長大。
I wanted to be in a grown-up because grown-ups, they have fun.
我當時好想做大人，因為做大人就可以好玩嘅。
They get to drink and drive and have credit cards and stay up late.
又可以飲酒啦，又可以揸車啦，有信用卡啦，又可以夜瞓啦。
But what happens when you become an adult?
但係做咗大人之後，咁又點呢？
When you become an adult, you realize how good it was to be a child.
當你長大之後，你就好想變翻小朋友，變翻細路。
I think being a child is the best time of life.
我覺得做細路嘅係最好。
I think of my two boys.
我諗起我兩個仔。
My two boys only do three things.
佢哋淨係做三樣嘢啫。
They like to eat, sleep, and play.
佢淨係食。瞓同埋玩。
Children are very happy.
小朋友真係好開心嘅。
After the service, you see your children laughing and playing and running.
完咗崇拜嘅時候，你會見到你啲教會啲小朋友周圍走、周圍玩。
Life can be fun, it can be exciting and challenging, but it can be very hard also.
生命係可以好好玩，可以好刺激，但亦都可以好難嘅。
I asked some of my friends this question.
我問咗我啲朋友依個問題。
What is the hardest thing you have experienced in life?
你生命中有乜嘢係最難嘅呢？
Here are some answers they gave me.
依個係佢哋其中一啲答案。
To admit I was wrong.
去承認我係錯。
To complete my PhD.
去完成我嘅博士學位。
To break up with my girlfriend, boyfriend of 10 years.
同我拍咗拖十年嘅男朋友或者女朋友去分手。
Losing my job.
失業。
Battling cancer.
面對癌症。
Supporting my friend through suicide, depression, and to tell his family.
喺我朋友嘅抑鬱同埋自殺當中去支持佢，去幫佢同埋同佢家人講。
These are real answers. I did not make them up.
呢啲全部都係真人真事，唔係我作嘅。
So life is hard. It's filled with problems.
生命係好難，有好多問題。
As soon as you wake up, there's problems.
你一起身就已經好多問題㗎啦。
Some of you lose sleep because of problems.
我哋有啲可能會瞓唔到覺，因為顧住擔心呢啲問題。
So today I am going to talk about problems.
今日我想同你講關於難題。
If you don't have any problems, then this afternoon you don't have to listen.
如果你生命裡面係冇難題嘅咧，咁你可以坐休息下啦。
On this topic, some people ask this question to me.
關於依個問題咧，好多人都會問我依樣嘢。
Why does God allow for so much pain and suffering?
點解神會容許我哋咁多痛苦同埋苦難呢？
This is a very difficult question to answer.
依個係一個好難答嘅問題。
What is the cause of pain and suffering in our world?
乜嘢令到世界上有咁多痛苦同苦難？
Philosophers, theologians, they have wrestled with this very question for centuries.
哲學家同埋神學家都為咗依個問題都爭拗咗好多年。
I don't think there is a simple answer. If there was one, I would tell you.
我唔覺得有個好簡單嘅答案。如果有，我會同你講。
But we're going to look at Romans today, and Paul does give us some handles to this question.
咁今日我哋都会睇罗马书，保罗咧就会俾啲体会、一啲提示我哋去面对呢个问题。
He doesn't give us an exhaustive answer, but he gives us enough so we can walk this hard path.
佢冇话俾一个好详细嘅答案，但系佢有俾足够我哋去面对、去行呢个人生嘅路。
So in chapter 5, Paul describes how wonderful it is to be a Christian.
在罗马书，保罗跟我们说，做基督徒是多么奇妙。
As a Christian, we have been accepted by God.
作为基督徒，我们已经被神悦纳。
And as we sang, we also have peace with God.
还有好像头先唱的，我们可以跟神得了平安。
And we have passed over from death into life because God's wrath has been appeased by the sacrifice of His Son.
因为神的儿子为我们牺牲，我们可以从死得生命，我们的罪可以被赦免。
But then, in chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, he says something very ironic.
但是在罗马书第五章三至四节，保罗讲了一些东西是很讽刺。
He says something we don't expect. He says, we should be happy when we suffer.
他说了一些我们估不到的。他们说当我们有苦难，我们应该很开心。
Not only so, we also rejoice in our sufferings.
不单只是开心，还要欢欢喜喜在患难中。
How can we rejoice when we're suffering?
我们怎样可以在受苦中欢喜呢？
This is not the kind of advice you would expect a pastor to tell you.
这个不会是你期望你的牧师跟你说这样的事。
When you lose a job, you will say, why?
当你没了份工，你会问为什么？
When you have a serious health issue, you ask why?
当你有重病，你会问为什么？
When you encounter tragedy in your life, you're going to ask, why?
当你面对一些不幸的事，你会问为什么？
But here, Paul gives us an answer we do not expect.
但是在这里，保罗给了一个答案是我们估不到的。
He says that suffering is a normal and important part of the Christian life.
他说患难呢是正常的，是基督徒生命成长的必经的阶段。
It should be expected as a part of a follower of Christ.
如果是跟着基督的，是应该预咗的。
He says that suffering is beneficial. It's good for you.
他说苦难是对我们有益的。
The theologian Thomas A. Kempis, he understood this teaching.
有一个神学家叫做 Thomas Kempis, 他很明白这个道理。
Listen to what he writes in his book, The Imitation of Christ.
你听下佢系佢嘅属灵书写嘅。
He says here, it is good for us to have trials and troubles at times, for they often remind us that we are being tested and ought not to hope in any worldly thing.
佢写佢话试验同埋磨难系对我哋好嘅，因为我哋会系被提醒我哋神而家喺度考验紧我哋。而我们不应该将我们的依靠放在世俗的东西。
Deep down, I know that all of you want to grow in faith and maturity.
我知道你们其实心里面每个人都很想在信心里面更加成长和成熟。
You want to be deep people.
你想做一个更加深层次的人。
And God knows that we will not grow unless we are tested.
神就知道，如果我们没有被考验，我们没有可能成长。
We will not be deep unless we grow through difficult times.
如果我们不去面对一些很难的情况，我们没有可能更加变成更深层次的人。
And this is what some have called the chain of Christian growth.
咁有些人呢，就叫这件事做基督徒成长的链，条链。
Our faith is like links on a chain.
我们的信心好像一条链上面很多个环节。
One virtue builds on another.
一个美德是建立在另外一个美德上。
This is how Paul describes it in verse 4 here.
保罗就是第四节这样写。
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance builds character, and character hope.
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Can you see the links on this chain of Christian growth?
你睇唔睇到基督徒嘅成长呢啲嘅环节啊？
Suffering produces perseverance.
患难产生忍耐。
Perseverance produces character.
忍耐产生老练。
And then character produces hope.
跟住老练产生盼望。
So when suffering comes our way, this is what it builds in us.
所以当你遇见有苦难或者患难，其实就系喺度建立紧呢样嘢。
So hardship produces these three very important qualities in our spiritual life.
患难是要来产生这三个质素在我们的属灵生命里面。
Perseverance, character, and hope.
忍耐、老练和盼望。
So when suffering comes our way, let's recognize that it is God's will to be doing His work in us.
所以当我们面对很多问题或者苦难，我们要看得出现在神在我心里面是想做一些深入的工作。
So let's look at these one by one.
我们三个质素看看了现在。
Suffering produces perseverance.
患难生忍耐。
Suffering produces perseverance.
患难生忍耐。
What does perseverance mean to you?
忍耐对你有什么意思啊？
Well, to me, here is some the ways I understand. To persist in any undertaking.
对我来讲，我会这样明白，是即是说去坚持，去承担一样嘢。
It's to maintain a purpose in spite of difficulty or obstacles or discouragement.
无论遇见咩困难、阻碍或者失望，都是继续去坚持一个目标。
Or to continue steadfastly.
去坚定的，不移地去继续。
So this is the meaning, but this is not easy to do.
这个是个意思，不过不容易做。
It's much easier just to give up.
最容易的就是我们可以放弃。
It's always easier to walk away or to avoid these problems.
其实我好多时想就咁样放弃，就行开，就当唔见咁。
But most of the time, we don't have the option to just walk away.
但好多时我哋冇得拣去放弃。
You have to bear and tolerate with discomfort.
我哋要去承担同埋容忍一啲不适。
Sometimes it's a bad environment or a bad relationship or annoying neighbors.
有时可能系一个好难的工作环境，或者一些很复杂的关系，或者一些很烦的邻居。
Suffering is never, never easy. But let us remember, it does have a purpose.
苦难永远都不容易的，但我们要记得是有原因的。
Hardships are used by God to make us deeper and stronger.
神会用这些患难去令到你更加强大不屈。
Once you've gone through an experience, you become seasoned.
当你经历了一些很难的事，你会更加有老练。
So being able to persevere through hardship, it is part of maturity as a Christian.
如果你愿意去忍耐，透过患难忍耐，你可以在基督徒里面的生命里面成长。
Let me share a proverb with you.
我想讲一个寓言给你听。
The man who moved the mountain began by carrying away small stones.
一个可以移开一座山的人，是从一粒石去开始。
So doing a small thing over a long time will change the results.
当你透过很长时间重复做一件小事，就会改变的结果的了。
You just have to keep doing it and don't give up.
你只是要不停地做，不要放弃。
There's a man in India, his name was Dashrath Manji.
印度有个人，他的名字叫做 Dashrath Manji.
And he was given the nickname, he was known as the man who moved the mountain.
他的花名就是可以移山的男人。
And rightly so, because he moved the mountain.
这个花名改得对，因为他真的移了一个山。
Back in 1960s, he married a beautiful woman, and they fell in love, they got married.
在1960年他爱上了一个女仔，他就结了婚。
And his young wife every day would prepare his lunch, and she would have to hike over these treacherous mountains to give him his lunch.
咁佢嘅后生嘅太太咧，就每日同佢整午餐。咁咧，每日咧都要行过一个好险要嘅山去带嘅午餐俾佢食。
And one day, as she was going over these hills and mountains, she fell and slipped and was injured seriously.
咁有一日，当佢喺度擒呢个危险嘅山。他就滑親了跌低跌親就受了重傷
But medical help was a far away off.
但是醫療是很遠才可以去到的
So the mountains made it very difficult for medicine to come to her and she ended up dying.
因為那些山太崎嶇呢很難帶到醫療給她所以結果呢她就死了
The death of his wife broke his heart, and all the villagers, they asked the government, petitioning them, build a road, help us make a road.
这个样东西是令到他因为曼子的太太过身令到他的心碎了因为其实之前呢他那些村民呢是已经向政府请愿过他叫政府起一条路的
But the government did nothing.
但当时政府是没有起到条路
Menju was grieved and he decided he would do something.
So Menju 好伤心，他决定他要做一样嘢。
He decided, I will cut a path through this mountain so that the villagers would able to get medical attention.
他决定我要在这个山里面铺一条路，掘一条路，以致个个人在这个村都可以得到医疗。
So he took a chisel and a hammer, he began to dig away the mountain.
他就拿个锤咧，个凿锤咧，同个铲就喺度掘一个路咯。
He dug. Every day he did a little bit.
他又掘又掘，每日他就掘少少。
And the villagers asked him, Menju, what are you doing?
嗰啲村民就问佢 ，Menju， 你做紧乜嘢啊
？He said, I'm moving the mountain.
佢话我移紧呢个山啊。
They laughed and mocked him. He said he was a lunatic.
他嘲笑他咧，嗰啲人就嘲笑他话你癫嘅。
I can imagine this is how Noah felt.
我谂呢个可能系当时挪亚都系咁样有咁嘅感受。
He did a little bit every day for 22 years.
咁 Menju 咧就每日都做少少，做咗22年。
So he carved a path that was 25 foot wide and 360 foot long.
终于他就掘了一条路是25尺深365尺长通过这座山。
It used to be 70 kilometers to go around the mountain to go to the hospital. Now it's only 1 kilometer.
以前呢就要用70公里才可以行到去最近的医院现在只是需要行1公里。
Why did he do this?
为什么他会这样做
Out of love.
是因为爱。
Love for his memory of his wife, love for his people.
他为了他过身的太太的爱，爱他以前的太太，同埋爱他的村民。
And he's known as the man who moved the mountain because of love.
所以我们现在知道他是叫做移山的男人，是因爱的移山的男人。
So I find this such an inspirational story of determination. And perseverance.
这个故事是令到我觉得很被启发，因为是讲一个坚定和不放弃的态度。
So doing a little thing over a long period of time, no matter what people say, that's called perseverance.
当你是很长的时间重复这样做一个很小的事，不好理人哋点讲，这个就叫做忍耐。
Let me share with you some.Famous quotes.
我而家讲一啲出名人讲嘅说话啦。
You tell me who said these things.
你估下边个讲呢啲嘢啦？
Who said this? It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with the problems longer.
这个是谁说的呢？不是说我很聪明，只是说我愿意和问题 相处得比较久。
Who do you think said that?
你猜是谁说的？
Yes.
是的。
Albert Einstein.
爱因斯坦。
But he didn't admit he was the smartest man. He just say, I just spend longer time on things.
爱因斯坦没说他是最聪明的男人，他只是说我愿意花多些时间。
If he gave up when it was hard, we may not have the science and technology we enjoy now.
如果他一早已经放弃了，可能我们现在都不可以享受现在的科学和知识。
Who said this one?
这句是谁说的？
Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
我们生活里面有很多人有失败，是因为他们放弃的时候，他们都不知道他们很近就很快就可以有成功的了。
Who said this?
谁说的？
This was Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb.
这个是爱德生发明电灯胆的人。
He failed over 1,000 times before he found something that worked.
其实他失败了1,000次，他未曾发明电灯胆之前。
He finally found that the metal tungsten was the one that kept the bulb burning a long time.
他发现原来这个铜丝是可以令到灯胆有光。
So, what if he gave up at the 500th trial or the 900th trial? We would still be in candles now, right?
如果他在第500次或者第900次已经放弃了，那我们个个不就用蜡烛吗？
You probably use one of these every day.
可能你每天都用这样东西
的。Marcel Bick.The man who produced this, it took him 7 years to invent the pen.
Marcel Bick 是发明这支笔的人，用了7年去发明这支笔的。
It doesn't seem so complicated, but it took him a long time to make something simple.
好像不是很复杂，不过他用了很长的时间去发明这样东西的。
So every year he sells 3 billion pens.
每年呢，他都卖得出多过30亿的。
Who said this one?
这句是谁说的？
I have missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost more than 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed.
他说我在我的事业里面，当我射球的时候呢，我是射不中，我9000次都射不中的。我打球的时候呢，我输了300场。有26次我的队员是交个球给我，想着我射了那个球呢就会赢的。怎知我26次都射不中。我不停地失败。但是是因为这样，所以我有成功。这个是谁说的呢？
I thought I heard someone say it.
是不是有人说了啊？
Yeah, someone I heard it. Yes, this is Michael Jordan.
是的， Michael Jordan.
Probably one of the most successful athletes of our 20th century.
他是我们可能20世纪最成功的运动员了，其中一个。
But he didn't let these failures put him down.
但是他没有因为被他的失败而放弃。
He continued to persevere.
他继续在失败里面去忍耐，去坚持。
How about one last one?
还有一个。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
我靠着那给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I think we all should know it was the Apostle Paul.
我想我们个个都应该知道，就是保罗，使徒保罗。
And he persevered through some of the hardest and most difficult trials as a missionary.
他是需要在最有些很辛苦的、很极度的患难里面，他都是忍耐了。
Paul went through many, many difficulties and trials, and he could have said, "This is too hard. I give up. I'm done."
保罗咧系经历过好多苦难，好多好难嘅嘢。 他其实随时都可以话我放弃啦，唔做啦。
But he understood that suffering produces perseverance.
但系佢明白患难系会产生忍耐。
So I think Jenny has it in Chinese. I'm going to ask her to read 2 Corinthians 11. Here.
Okay.
It's in.
咁而家有个经文系佢写嘅，我读系哥林哥后书嘅11:23-28。 他们是基督的仆人么？我说句夸话，我更是。我比他们多受苦，多受苦，多下监狱，受鞭打是过重的，卖死是多次有的。比犹太人鞭打5次，每次40，减去1下。 被鞭打了3次，这个是被石头打了1次，遇着船坏3次，一昼一夜在深夜里，有次行远路，有，sorry，有屡次行远路，在江河有危险。 盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、剩女的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险、受苦劳、受困苦、多次不得睡、又饥又渴、多次不得食、受寒冷、赤身露体。 除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。So
Paul went through a lot, threatened, persecuted, and beaten.
所以保罗经历咗好多嘢，佢被威胁、被迫害、被鞭打。Did
he give up?
佢有冇放弃啊
？Did he say, "This is not what I signed up for. I'm finished"?
佢有冇话呢个唔系我谂住嘅嘢，我放弃啦？No,
he kept going.
冇啊，佢继续。And
Paul's ability to endure hardship was not because of just human effort.
而保罗能够去喺患难中咁样忍耐，唔系只系靠佢自己嘅人嘅努力。No,
his power was through God.
唔系，佢嘅能力系从神而嚟嘅。This
is very important to understand.
这个是很重要的。Going
through hardship is not just about grinding your teeth and pulling up your bootlaces and doing the hard work.
去忍耐，喺患难中忍耐，唔系话我哋要自己咬紧牙根咁样自己去面对。Some
would think, "Oh, Christians are only good for tough people. It's not good for weak people."
有啲人会话，做基督徒就俾嗰啲强嘅人，唔会俾弱嗰啲人嘅。
No, we have a God who gives us the strength.
唔係啊，我哋有個神咧，係會賜能力俾我哋嘅。And
Paul knew God was using these things to make him stronger and deeper.
而保罗知道神係用緊呢啲嘢，令到佢更加裡面更加強大，更加深入。So
every time you say, "No, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue," this builds your perseverance.
所以每一次你唔放弃，你话我会继续，你会有更加嘅忍耐。
Don't you want to be stronger?
你想唔想强大啲啊？
No one will say, "You know what, Pastor Brian, I want to be weaker this year."
我会同牧师讲话，今年我想弱啲啊咁样。
Please pray that I'll be more fragile.
唔该你为我祈祷，希望我更加脆弱。
No one gives that prayer.
冇人会咁样祷告噶。
When we persevere through sufferings and trial, it builds our character.
当我哋愿意喺患难中去坚持去忍耐，我哋就可以有一个品格，去老练。It makes us
better and stronger inside.
我哋里面会更加强大，更加强。
And this is the second step. This is what Paul tells us. Perseverance will build our character.
所以呢个系第二步。保罗就话：当你忍耐咧，你就里面有一个品质品格。
What do we understand as character?
我哋点样明呢个字咧？品质品格。
When someone says that man, he's got very bad character.
当有人话佢嘅品格好差噶，咁即系咩意思咧？
What do we mean? We have different understanding of that.
我哋可能有唔同嘅明白。
Here in Romans, character in the Greek means to prove yourself, to demonstrate evidence of who you are.
咁即係其實經文講係老練，咁我講咗個品格，但係都佢想講話呢個字咧，係話當你冇人睇緊你咧，冇人睇住你，你係點就係你係咩人嚟㗎啦。
So your character is something is inside of you.
你嘅品格係你裡面係點嘅。
It's not the same as your reputation.
这个不同你的名誉。
What is reputation?
你的名誉是什么来的呢?
It's what other people think of you.
是其他人怎么看你。
Reputation is what you are on the outside.
你的名誉是你出面是怎么的。
It could be very different than what you actually are on the inside.
可能跟你里面是很不同的。
So your character is truly who you are.
你的品格是你里面真正是哪个。
And secondly, character is not the same as success or achievement.
而品格是不同你有成功或者你有什么成就。
I think you know that. Just because you're successful or famous, it doesn't mean you have good character.
我想你都知道，虽然你可能很出名，不等于你里面是有好的品格。
Let me give you some 很出名 people. Donald Trump.
我给你一些例子。例如德朗普
or Michael Jackson,
或者 Michael Jackson,
very successful.
他们很成功。
But what about their character?
但是他们的品格呢?
A wise person, I once heard this definition of what character is. Character is what you do when nobody is looking at you.
一个有智慧的人曾经跟我这样说，他说品格是你真正的你，是当没人看到你的呢，就是你是怎就怎。
What kind of person are you when no one is looking at you?
所以当没人望见你呢，你是怎的。
So when you're outside the church, when no one knows or watches you, that is really your character.
当你离开了教会，没人望着你，这个就是真正的你了。
So building our character, it doesn't take one day or one week, it takes a lifetime.
去建立你呢个咁嘅品质嘅性情，唔系可以一日或者一个礼拜或者一个月可以建立到嘅。
So your character, it's built up when you persevere through these hardships.
如果你想老练，你一定要肯去喺患难中系忍耐。
Look what James teaches us about this. He says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test."He will receive the crown of life that God has prepared through those who love him.
这个是雅各书这样写的。忍受试探的人有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
Some of you might feel that you're very close to the end, to the edge.
可能你哋会觉得你哋已经去到个尾啦。
You just want to stop. You don't want to keep on going.
你想放弃啦，唔想再继续。
You're tired of your situation. You're tired of your family or your home.
你好厌烦你嘅情况、你嘅工作或者你家庭。
Maybe you've come to church for many, many years and you're tired of the leadership.
可能你翻咗教会好多年，你而家好厌烦你啲责任。
Whenever you feel like this.I challenge you, test God's faithfulness.
每当你有咁嘅感觉，我挑战你去试下神嘅信实。
Test God's faithfulness.
去试下神嘅信实。
Ask God for His grace to help you through these times when you feel like quitting.
求神去帮你去经过呢啲好想放弃嘅时间。
And every time you move through, you gain a victory.
每一次你突破咗。你就得胜利了。
And you will become stronger.
你会更加强大。
So you feel God's humbling, and you will be deeper.
因为神喺度谦卑紧你，而你又会更加深层次。
Finally, the last chain in the link, character. What happens with character? Character develops hope.
咁终于最后嘅关节就系老练生盼望。
Having hope is what keeps you going.
盼望系令到你会继续嘅。
If you don't have hope, it's easy to quit.
如果你冇呢个盼望，呢个希望，你就会想放弃噶啦。
Some people are motivated by money. They have hope in money.
有啲人嘅盼望就或者希望就系喺钱里面啦。
They're motivated by recognition or by position.
有啲人系会被名被利去喺佢哋嘅盼望啦。
So without some hope, you're going to give up.
如果你系冇一种嘅希望咧，你一定会放弃嘅。
So I will need to ask, what do you have hope in?
所以我想问你，你嘅盼望系喺边度咧
？What keeps you going？
乜嘢嘢系令到你继续行咧
？Why do you wake up in the morning and get out of bed？
点解你每日都会起身起床
？When I was a teenager, I had one big hope。
当我系一个年轻人咧，我成日有一个好大嘅希望。
I had many many hopes, but I had one big hope。
我有好多好多嘅希望嘅，但系我有一个好大嘅希望。
I had hope to get into university。
我好希望咧可以入到大學。
I had hope I can live up to my mom and dad's expectations academically.
我係希望嘅咧，我可以令到我嘅父母開心，亦都可以有高分。
So I studied and studied and I worked hard because I wanted my parents to be proud of me.
咁我就每日就温書，我好希望我嘅父母會為我驕傲。
So I submitted my application, my transcripts to a bunch of schools.
咁我就交咗我啲成績表啊、報名表啊，就去咗好多間學校。
So I waited and waited, and every day I checked the mailbox.
咁我又等又等，每日都睇睇信箱。
And finally, a letter came in the mailbox.
終於有封信嚟咗啦。
And the letterhead was University of Toronto.
咁嗰個封面個信封面就係講多倫多大學。
So I was nervous. What does the letter say?
咁我好緊張嘅，嗰封信講乜嘢嘅咧
？So I opened the letter and it said.
咁我開。
You are welcomed into UFT.
嗰封信就話歡迎你去多倫多大學。
That gave me hope. I was elated.
咁我就好有希望，覺得好開心。
But after first semester, oh, it was terrible, terrible, and I started to lose hope.
點知咧，讀完第一期咧就好差好差，咁我又開始冇希望啦。
That's another story.
呢個另一個故仔嚟㗎啦，呢個就係。
For a Christian, one thing that God gives us is hope.
做基督徒咧，一樣嘢就係神一定會俾你嘅就係希望。
Our hope tells us our future is in God's hands.
我哋嘅盼望係因為我哋知道神，我哋神係掌管我哋嘅將來。
We hope because God's plans are bigger than our plans.
我哋有盼望，因为我知道神嘅计划系大过我哋嘅计划。
And we have hope because God encourages us when we feel discouraged.
我哋有盼望，因为神会鼓励我哋，当我哋觉得好失望嗰阵。
And we have hope knowing that our hardship and our struggle, they're not indefinite, they're only temporary.
我哋有盼望，因为我知道我哋每一个患难只系暂时嘅啫。
One of the most famous stories I read about are about two mountain climbers, Joe Simpson and Simon Yates.
我曾经睇过一个好出名嘅故仔咧，系关于两个人系擒山嘅。
They were young men, only in their early 20s. They decided to make the first ascent in the western face of a mountain called Sulla de Grandia.
呢两个人咧系好后生嘅，廿零岁，佢哋决定咧要擒一座。好大嘅山系叫做 Sulla de Grandia。
Sulla de Grandia is about 21,000 feet, and at that time, they said that side of the mountain is too difficult, too dangerous to climb. No one would ever try that.
Sulla de Grandia 咧系21,000尺高嘅，系一个喺安第斯山嗰度嘅。咁当时啲人话咧，这个山系太危险啦，唔可以擒嘅。
But that only made them more determined. We're going to do it.
但係呢個就令到嗰兩個年輕人咧好想冚呢個山。
And after much much hardship, they actually made it. They got to the top.
咁咧經過好辛苦、好艱苦嘅時間咧，佢終於就去到頂啦。
It was hard. It was terribly hard, but they were at the top, elated and excited.
係好難好難，但係佢終於咧去到山頂，好開心、好興奮。
But as they were down climbing, that's when the disaster struck.
但當佢哋喺度落山嗰陣咧，有啲好唔好嘅嘢發生咗。
That's when Joe slipped and he broke his leg.
咁其中叫做 Joe 咧，就落山嗰陣咧就跣親，就斷咗只腳。
And all climbers know that once you break your leg, it's like you have died on the mountain.
咁琴山人都知嘅，你一只腳一斷咧，就等於你要死噶啦喺山上面。
It is nearly impossible for you to come back down alive if you break a leg.
係差唔多冇可能可以再生存㗎，如果你嘅腳斷咗。
But they had hope, and they helped each other down the mountain.
但係佢哋係有呢個希望、一個盼望，所以佢哋就繼續互相幫助，係落呢個山。
They persevered and they were making progress, because Simon lowered Joe down the mountain little bit by little bit with his rope.
佢哋咧就不停咁堅持，就有少少進展。咁 Simon 就會用條繩咧，就慢慢慢慢咁樣放 Joe 落個山。
Hope was in sight，
好似有希望。
But suddenly that rope put them into a trap， a death trap。
但忽然間，呢條繩變咗佢哋嘅陷阱。
Unable to see in the dark， Simon lowered his partner Joe off the side of the cliff。He couldn't see the bottom， and he was not even at the bottom yet。
因為當時太黑啦。咁 Simon 睇唔到，原來佢放咗佢嘅朋友落嘅山崖啊，而佢只腳掂唔到地嘅，吊住喺度。
So now both were trapped. They couldn't go up. They couldn't go down.
去到呢個地步，兩個都喺個陷阱裡面，兩個上唔到，兩個又落唔到。
And he couldn't communicate with his friend, so he held on there as long as he could.
當時佢溝通唔到，佢只可以揸住呢條繩。
And he hung on for as long as he could, but then he was getting tired and he was getting cold, and he made a decision, an unthinkable decision.
佢已經用盡佢全身嘅力揸住條繩，揸到盡噶啦。但係點知佢係越嚟越凍，同埋佢有低温症，咁佢又做咗個決定。
He pulled out his knife and he cut the rope and he sent his partner plunging to his death.
佢攞咗個刀出嚟，剪咗條繩，有得佢嘅朋友就跌咗落個山崖。
Simon came down the mountain alone, and certain his friend had died.
咁 Simon 就自己落個山，諗住佢嘅朋友都已經死咗噶啦。
But miraculously, Joe survived a 150-foot fall.
但係好神奇地，原來佢嘅朋友 Joe 係生存咗喎，雖然跌咗150尺都冇死到喎。
He was crippled, he was starving, he was trapped, but he was determined, I will live.
雖然他當時是跛了，是被困住，同埋已經是很餓的了，但是他當時有個盼望，一定要生存。
Do you know what gave him hope?
你知不知道什麼給他這個盼望呢？
What gave him hope to live?
什麼給他的盼望去生存？
It was the sight of his son.He wanted to see his son again.
是他的仔，他好想见到他的仔一面。
So holding on to that hope, he crawled on his hands and knees.
咁佢拿住呢份嘅盼望，佢就爬，喺度爬。
He with every ounce of energy he had, he crawled for 3 days until he made it back to the base camp.
佢用尽佢全身嘅全力去爬，慢慢爬翻去，终于爬咗三日。去到个大本营。
He survived because the hope of his son seeing him kept him alive.
系佢嘅盼望，佢嘅希望，佢见翻佢嘅仔，令到佢可以生存到。
This is truly a story of hope and survival.
呢个真系一个讲盼望同生存嘅故仔。
A famous movie was made of this. It's called Touching the Void.
有个好出名嘅戏就拍咗，叫做 Touching the Void.
But this is more than a story of survival.
但係呢個故仔唔單單係一個生存嘅故仔。
It's a story of hope and overcoming all the odds.
这个是一个讲克服困难的，有希望有盼望的故事。
Hope kept both men alive.
是他们的盼望和希望令他们两个可以生存到。
I think most people would never attempt to climb a dangerous mountain.
我想我们大部分人都不会想试去爬一个山。
We will never face such an extreme physical environment.
我们可能不会去一定面对这么极端的情况。
But every day we face difficulties that are just as spiritually and mentally challenging.
但是每天其实我们都面对一些现实的，令到我们都很大挑战。一样咁劳苦劳碌。
We have to deal with work and illness and family and people.
我哋面对工作啊、人啊、家人啊。
Life is hard.
生命系好难噶。
You might feel it's too much already.
你可能觉得已经太多啦。
You feel like quitting your job, quitting your marriage, quitting church.
可能你想放弃你份工、你嘅婚姻、你间教会。
But quitting is really not the answer.
但是放弃不是个答案。
God is much bigger than our problems.
神是大过你所有的问题的。
So we need to do what Joe did.
所以我们要做好像 Joe 所做的。
We need to focus on the Son.
我们要专心去仰望神的儿子。
Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith.
我们要定睛去望住耶稣。他是信心创造成月的。
That's what the Bible tells us. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Don't let your eyes off him and don't deviate from that one goal.
这个是圣经叫我们的，要专心去望实他，定睛望着他，不要离开这个目标。
I know some of you are going through hardship, but keep your eyes on the Son.
我知道可能你现在有些人经历一些很难关。但你的眼只是要望住耶稣。
And this is the hope that keeps us going.
是这个盼望令到我们可以继续。
Let me again remind you of God's great promise to us.
我想再提你一次神对我们的奇妙的应许。
Look at this carefully. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life.That God has promised to those who love Him.
忍受试探的人有福了，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
So let us hold on to this promise, because Christ is the greatest hope we have.
所以我们要找紧这个应许，因为耶稣是我们最大的盼望。
Let us pray.
一起祈祷。
Jesus, we recognize that this is a broken world, and often there is so much hardship, and we find it difficult to answer. We ask that you give us wisdom. You give us this hope in persevering and going through the hardship, because we know that you are in this with us. You are beside us, in front of us, behind us. We never go through hardship alone.
神，我们在这个破碎的世界都有很多很难的事情要面对。主，求你给我们有这份忍耐，肯去面对，因为我们知道你是我们的盼望，你会给我们能力去继续去面对。
We pray that you can help us to deepen our faith through these trials and help us to learn from you each day.
求你帮我们去加添我们的信心，让我们每日都可以学到你想我们学的东西。
Thank you, Jesus, that you are our goal. Let us keep our eyes on you.
多谢耶稣，你是我们的目标，求你给我们每日都是可以定睛望着你，望实你。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
多谢，奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.